As far as an injury update, I'm not going to go through everybody, but what I'm going to do is if I don't say anything about them, then that means they're full go for spring. And if I hit on guys, then there's different guys that I've got at multiple dates, and we can be here all day if you want me to go through it. But basically, Andre DeBose, who should be non-contact in spring, he is doing well with the ACL, but he probably won't be in any contact drills. Tyler Moore should be fine for spring. He has another x-ray in about 2 to 3 weeks, so that'll tell us more about when he will be cleared for contact, but he should be fine for spring. Matt Jones will be out for spring, and let me go in a little more detail here. Matt had a radial tear of the meniscus, which basically splits the meniscus in half. The first surgery, we were able to put together about 60% of the meniscus. In general, when you have a radial tear, one of two things, you try and mend the meniscus back or you take it out, and then you create a bone-on-bone situation, which for a running back's not good. So in the first operation, our orthopedics were able to put 60% back, which is very good. And we're very optimistic about the meniscus being fine. We're going to go back and we're going to build the quad back, and then we're going to come back in 3 or 4 weeks and have a scope to repair the remaining 40%. And our orthopedics feel very confident that they're going to be able to do so. But it is a little bit more lengthy. When you hear the meniscus, you feel, okay, it's just a meniscus tear. You go in, you reattach it, it's fine. But this was torn all the way through. It's a little more serious than a regular just meniscus. So that's, he will miss spring. We feel like optimistically that he'll be ready to go for summer workouts. Matt Rowland will be out, but his rehab is going very well. Jeremy Powell will be out. Rehab's going very well. Alex Angelin with the shoulder will be out, but we feel like his rehab is going well as well. And Octavius Jackson had shoulder surgery on a chronic shoulder. We'll know more about his future in the coming weeks here. He's had some issues there with his shoulder.